Hello, everybody. Jim Appel with the OklahomaFarmReport.com, taking a look at the activity in today's grain markets with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin?
Grain futures this morning opened up quite strong right at the open here. We weren't open last night to absorb some of the financial or political news going on. So this morning at 9:30 when the markets opened, everything was pent up and those buy orders drove the market up, and we were 5 to 6 higher in corn, almost 25 cents higher in the soybeans, and about 5 to 10 cents higher in wheat to start the day. Then about 9:45, the market came, started easing off and coming back down, and we closed quite negative. And you know, a lot of people looking at why something like that would happen. I believe that you know, maybe some extension of the farm bill helped push grains down, and the U.S. dollar also rallied throughout the day, and that weighed on the grain markets. News-wise, there really wasn't a whole lot out there. Most of the news stories were focused otherwise with all the political information coming out of Washington. So there wasn't really anything that drove it down news-wise. Maybe some of the rain through western Kansas or snow in western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle weighed on the futures market today. I believe that it was more of a fund, either fund liquidation or fund repositioning in terms of the 2013 year. You know, just starting out, they like to have a certain price level that they get in or out of things, and I think that one of the things they're looking at with South America having a pretty big crop for this next year is maybe pushing these corn and soybean futures down here in the next few months as they go to harvest. And overall, it's just not a very bullish picture for grains, and I think 2013 might sort of be a reflection of what we saw today. Corn and beans are still a tight supply right now, so that's why we're at $7 and $14. But long-term, also, you know, the high prices cure high prices, and I think that's what we're seeing now with South America coming with so many bushels. You know, we made new lows in the wheat market today, so tonight I wouldn't be surprised if we were just a little bit lower. I don't really see any big down moves coming tonight with the oversold condition we're at, but probably just more continuation of what we saw today.
Turning to today's markets and early trading on Tuesday evening, on the Kansas City Board of Trade, wheat contract for March is 8.15 and a quarter. That's up 4 1/4. The May contract is 8.24 and 3/4. That's up 4. The July contract is trading at 8.32. That's up 4 3/4. On the Chicago Board of Trade, wheat March contract is trading at 7.58 and 3/4. That's up 3.5. May is 7.69 and a quarter, up 1/4. And the July contract is trading at 7.76 and a quarter, up 3 1/4. Looking at corn, the March contract, 6.90 and 3/4. It's unchanged. May, 6.93 and 3/4. That's up 1/4. And the December contract is trading at 6.90 and a half. That's down 1/2. Soybeans, January contract is 14.70 and 3/4. That's up 4 3/4. The March contract is now at 14.64 and 3/4. That's up 4 1/4. The November contract is 13.12 and a half. That's up 2.5. Turning to soybeans, January contract is 14.04. That's down 1.5. The March contract is trading at 13.90 and 3/4. Up 1.5. And the November contract is 12.88 and a half. Down 5.5. That's a look at your opening markets on this Tuesday evening. For the OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Jim Appel.